Okay, tonight is Tuesday night, June 13th. This is the Gemara share, Moed Katan, bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph.
Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein mifanin mibayis labayis." You are not permitted to move on Cholosh HaMoed from one house to the next house. Avol mifanehu lechatzero, but you can move to your courtyard. It's going to be a lot of debate on what exactly this means. Fine, that's statement number one in the Mishnah. You're not permitted to move. And then the Mishnah says, "Ein mivian kalim mibayis mibeis ha'uman." You are not permitted to bring home utensils that you gave to the repairman. That's the uman, the repairman. However, im choshesh lohem mifanon lechatzer acheres. If you're concerned about them that they're going to rip you off, then you can bring it to someone else's courtyard. What it means is, you told the person, you asked the person before Yontif to repair it, and he did repair it. And now you go into his house on Cholosh HaMoed, and you want to pay him. So you'll pay him. Fine. But the Mishnah says that you are not permitted to take home your utensils. So you're afraid that this guy, when you come back to pick them up after Yontif, is going to say, "You never paid." It's going to charge you a second time. So if you're concerned about the repairman, that he's going to act in such a fashion, then you are permitted to take your utensils out, but you can't bring them home. You can only bring them to the nearest neighbor's backyard and keep them there until after Yontif.
What kind of kalim are these things?
We'll talk about it. We'll see.
You put them in your own courtyard?
In all probability, no, you can't. The next available courtyard near the repairman's house. It's probably talking about kalim, which you don't need for Yontif. Probably.
What's the malacha here?
We'll see. It's not a malacha. Who said it's a malacha? It's Cholosh HaMoed, so we're going to prohibit tircha.
So it's not a fork, you know?
No, it might be a fork. We'll see. That's what the Mishnah says. So we'll read two lines of the Gemara, and then Tosis will cite Yerushalmi that will spark enormous discussion amongst Rishonim. So the Gemara initially will ask that there appears to be a contradiction between the Reisha and the Seifa concerning moving. Asked the Gemara, "Ha'amit Reisha ain mifanin klal." The first statement the Mishnah says, you are not permitted to move. And if you're not permitted to move, it means you're not permitted to move. That generates the impression that all moving on Cholosh HaMoed is prohibited. Yet the Sefer says, no, avol mifanehu lichatzeiro. That you can move to your courtyard.
Well,
you're allowed to go ahead and move then. So, which one is it? Amar Abaye, Seifa Osan Lebayis Shebechatzeiro. The second part of the Mishnah refers to the house which happens to be in his courtyard. So, where are you allowed to move? Let's read the Rashi. Says Rashi. I'm going to read the Rashi in the Mishnah and then the Gemara. Rashi's comment, "Avol mifanehu lechatzeiro," commenting on the Mishnah, which says you're allowed to move to your courtyard, says Rashi, "Ha mashmalei achshav shemevi mibayis shebechatzer acheres lechatzeiro." The Gemara now thinks that you are actually moving from a house that is in another courtyard to a courtyard, to a house that is in your courtyard. That's what the Gemara thinks. That's how Rashi thinks the Mishnah should be interpreted.
Shemevi mi bayis sheba chotzer
acheres. Shemevi mi bayis sheba chotzer acheres.
So the four houses with the joint courtyard.
No, michatzei rov. Yes, to a house in your courtyard.
Why isn't it just to a chotzer itself?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because that's not what he's saying.
It says michatzei
rov. I understand, but he means because his emphasis is mibay shemibayis shebechotzer acheres lichatzera. So you're allowed to move. The point is that in order to set up the question, Rashi wants to understand what the Gemara's question is going to be based on, namely that the Mishnah says in statement number one, no moving from house to house. Statement number two says you're allowed to move from a house in another courtyard to a house in your courtyard. Well, that seems to be contradictory. That's why Rashi is offering this commentary to crystallize the Gemara's question. So, what is the Gemara answer? What is the Gemara answer? So now read the Rashi in the Gemara. Ho'amit Reisha. Ein nifanin mibayis labayis. In the Reisha, it indicates that you are not permitted under any circumstances to move from house to house. Answers the Gemara, Seifa asan labayis shebechatzer. V'hachi ketani, this is what it means. Mifanehu mibayis shebechatzero lichatzero. The Seifa of the Mishnah does not mean the way I explained it earlier. What does the Seifa of the Mishnah mean? You're allowed to move from a house in your courtyard only to where? Into your courtyard, but not to another house. So if you're going to be, if you want to spend a couple of days, because it's very hot, in the courtyard, you're allowed to move things from your house into the courtyard. But you may not in lachatzei rov.
Not another house.
That's what he's saying so far. Yes.
So why do you have to say that in the Mishnah we're talking about a chatzer, a house in a different chatzer?
Because otherwise, what? How did the Gemara? If it's only talking about a chatzer moving to a chatzer, how does the Gemara set up a kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that the first statement contradicts the second statement. So if the second statement is talking about on our assumption that it's moving into a courtyard, then everybody would be able to recognize that the Reisha and the Seifa are not contradicting one another.
But if you're saying that the answer is that you can move it from your house to your courtyard,
that's correct.
Why can't the kasha be that? You know, in the Reisha, we're assuming that it's from one house in my courtyard to another house
in another courtyard.
No, in the same courtyard. Why have to be in another courtyard?
Okay, you could have. Maybe you could have. I don't know why.
Do you think this is the actual text the Gemara had for this Mishnah? I mean, that's the most difficult reading of a Mishnah.
I don't see any. I haven't seen anybody.
It's like setting up a kasha from nothing.
Okay.
That's
what it says. What?
The Kalim?
Yeah, because it's not talking about only Kalim. It's talking about a move. When you move a lot more than Kalim. You move your furniture and everything, your beds, whatever it is.
So it's not talking about carrying.
What?
We're not talking about carrying items now.
In which case?
The malacha of carrying?
Mifanin? No, this is Kol Shemoed.
Okay, so the issue is tirchu, right?
Yes.
So what does it matter if I do it outside one rishus, another rishus, or in my own house? The implication is I can move furniture from one end of my house to the other end of my house, correct?
Right.
No matter how much tirchu it is.
Right. Well, no, but it's not. That's just a difference. When you have to go to some other you know, house, it's going to be a much greater distance. The assumption is that if it's in your courtyard, it's right there. So it doesn't require that much effort.
So the Havamina is that we're talking about from in the same chatzer or not the same chatzer?
In the second line of the Mishnah, we think that you're moving from one chatzer, one house in one chatzer, to a house in your chatzer.
So two different, completely.
Two different chatzerot, with two different houses. Therefore, it's contradictory to the ratio, which says you're never allowed to move from one house to the next.
So now,
answers the Gemara, that's not what I had in mind. I didn't have in mind moving from a house in a chatzer to a house in a your chatzer. I'm talking about going from your house into your chatzer, which is okay.
So Mibayis Labayis is also reread now, the ratio?
No, the ratio stands pat.
Which is?
You're never allowed to move from house to house.
Whether it's in the same chutz or different chutz, doesn't make a difference.
That's what it seems like. Because moving from house to house is a big deal.
If you move two houses in the same chutz here, you can't move from house to house.
That is correct. Because the assumption would be that if you're moving from house to house, you're moving everything. When you're going from your house to your chutz, you take what? What you need. That's all. Fine. Take a look at Tosfos on the last Tosfos of the page. Ein mifanen mibayis labayis. BeYerushalmi matir mibayis acher lebeiso. Why? She'orev leadam ladur b'shalom. According to the Yerushalmi, if the second house in which you're moving into is indeed yours, then you're allowed to move from another house. Why? Because there's always a great satisfaction in living in your house. So if you're living in someone else's house, on Cholo Shomoid, you're allowed to move into your own house, according to the Yerushalmi.
Even a different house.
That's what we'll see. Now, good that you asked that. Now we're actually going to see what the Yerushalmi says. And the Rush had a different gears than the Yerushalmi, and therefore the Karvan Asana will say that the Rush comes to a conclusion that is against the text of the Yerushalmi. Obviously, the Rush had a different gears. So on page number one is the Yerushalmi itself. I bracketed on the top of the page.
What is Yerushalmi in where?
In Moed Katan, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. It's at the top that cut off. Yeah, it says Yerushalmi.
And a Perek Beis.
Halacha Dalet. Says Yerushalmi. Ein mifanin meidira no'er ledira no'er. You are not permitted to switch from a nice looking house to a nice looking house. So if you live on Winthrop, you can't move from one house on Winthrop to the other house on Winthrop. Velo medira keura, ledira keura, and you can't move from a crummy-looking house to a crummy-looking house. Can't do that either. Where a crummy-looking house is, I'm not going to say. Velo medira keura, ledira nae. You are not even permitted to move from a crummy-looking house to Winthrop. The Ein Tzorich Lomar, and of course I don't have to say, says the Yerushalmi, Medira Noel Ledira Keura, that you cannot move from Winthrop to any other block in Tina. Ubisoch Shelo, however, into your own house, Afilu Medira Noel Ledira Keura, you are permitted. Why? Simcha le'adam v'sha'a shehu dar b'sar shalom. And this is the line which Tosfos quoted in the name of the Yerushalmi. That under all circumstances, if you're moving from a rental or a loan into your house, that is permitted on Chol HaShamoed, because the simcha of moving into your house overrides the isur tircha, which is asur midrabana. What?
Totally discounts the tircha.
Totally discounts the tircha. The simcha overrides if it's yours. Kacha omehar Yerushalmi. Fine. So it's abundantly clear. Now flip the page to page number two, which is the Rush in our Gemara. So it's Siman Yudches in the Rush. We'll start line 5, where he quotes the Yerushalmi in Halacha Dalet. Ahad Omar, that which the Yerushalmi says, Ein Mifanin Labayis Labayis. How does the Yerushalmi interpret it? Ein mefanin midira no'eh ledira no'eh. Can't go from Winthrop to Winthrop. Velo midira ki'ura ledira ki'ura. And it's interesting.
It spells it differently.
I was just going to say that. And the Rush's reading is more correct.
Yeah,
Michal'ar is what an ayin, which means ugly looking. I couldn't believe it when I saw the Yerushalmi, and it's written with an aleph. It was ke'orami. That doesn't mean ugly looking. That means light, orami. I don't understand how the text in the Yerushalmi at all. Velo midekur ladira ke'ura. And now, third statement, ve'ein sorach lomar medira ke'ura, ve'ein sorach medira na'a ledira ke'ura. And I don't have to tell you that you are not permitted to move from Winthrop to any other block. Now, that's it. Now he quotes the end of the Yerushalmi. Aval letoch beso, afilu midira no'el ledira ke'ura, it's permissible. Why? Simcha hi le'adam shudar betoch beso. However, what did the Rush's girsa of the Yerushalmi not have? What did the Rush's girsa of the Yerushalmi not have? Correct. He did not have that you are not permitted to move from any block onto Winthrop. He did not have that. Now, so now for a second, before I read the Ravid, flip to page number 3, which is the Korban Nisanel on the bottom of the Rush, commenting on the Rush. Medira ke'ura, ledira ke'ura. Mashma, it appears from the Rush's citation of the Yerushalmi, ha medira ke'ura, ledira no'eh shari. That would appear that since the Rush's girsa of the Yerushalmi does not include going from nice to from ugly to nice, that it would be permissible. That it would be permissible. And if you don't mention it, it should be permissible. Because all the others are an inferior or an equal change. But if you're going to improve your lot, that in itself should be considered sufficient simcha that would be permissible on Chol HaShamayim.
It also makes sense, because it's simcha, we stress.
Yes, because the simcha.
According to the Gersh where we have Yerushalmi, it covers all the cases, so what else is, why are you telling us, you can't do this?
Yes, because he answers Yerushalmi Shalom.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
All the other cases are talking about, according to the.
It's not dependent whether it's Mechuar or.
Correct. Once it's Shiloh, it's automatically permissible.
All those other cases, if they're all the same.
That I hear.
But on the other hand, you can argue the only reason why you can go to any house is because it is Shiloh. If it's not Shiloh, you can't do it.
Then why would the Yerushalmi have to?
The reason the Yerushalmi says, what's the only reason why you're allowed to do it?
Because it's Simcha. If it's to yours.
Because it's yours.
Correct.
So if it's not yours, you can't do it.
No, but then why didn't he quote all four cases?
You don't need why to quote all, because only case I'm allowed to go.
So then why do you need three of them?
I don't know, but I wouldn't jump to the conclusion.
I would jump to that conclusion.
It's not mine.
If you list three and there are four possibilities, if you list one and there are four possibilities, okay, you stated the rule with one. But if there are four possibilities and you list three, then you deliberately omitted the fourth. That's logical. However, says the Korban Nisanel, Avol girsas Yerushalmi isa lehedya velo midira ke'ura ledira na'e. The Yerushalmi, if you look at the Yerushalmi, he has no clue how the Rush omitted it. And suddenly would come to the conclusion, at least the way he reads the Rush, that going from a crummy house to a good house is permissible. Even though the logic of Simcha, like you just said, is equally applicable if you're going from a lousy house, from a great house that's not yours, to a lousy house that is yours, yeah, the Simcha is there because it's yours, so too, moving into another rental that is much nicer generates plenty of Simcha. But the Korban Nisanel acknowledges, I think the text of Yerushalmi, and it said it black on white, that it is prohibited.
Nobody likes moving into a rental, period.
What?
Nobody likes living in a rental, period.
But if you have to live in a rental already, you don't mind living on Winthrop. If it happens to be a rental.
Look how beautiful this is, and I don't mind it.
What?
Look how beautiful this is.
I respect.
See, better living in a rental because then the owner's paying the taxes on the Winthrop house.
Your rent is much higher.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
So we can divide anything from the fact that, like in your shaman says, the Toch Shiloh, and here actually, in the other, in the Skirsa, it says the Toch Beso. I mean, like it's in the same building, the same house.
What do you mean?
In other words, where we say that it's okay when it's
according to the Rush.
Yeah, he points to Rush. It says
he writes Hamidira Keura Ladira Not Ladira. It's done from two different houses, from one residence that it's not nice to another residence that is nice.
Did he say it's Toch Beso?
No, the Rush did. No. The Karban HaSal didn't say anything about Pesach Pesach. He just wrote, what's the inference? It's page 3. The inference is on the bottom, that it's from one, he just taking off the Lashon of the Yerushalmi.
We're assuming the Bavli disagrees and doesn't want any of this.
Hold on a second. That's going to be a very good point. We'll see that in 2 seconds, whether the Bavli agrees or disagrees. Hold on a second. So now, go to page number 4, which is the Ritva commenting on all of this. In the middle of the first line, V'garsinan b'Yerushalmi, she'ein mifanin afilu midia grua l'dira na'ed. So the Ritva has the Yerushalmi's girsa, that you're not permitted to go from a crummy house to a nice house. Not permitted to do that as well. So he has the standard gersa. Ava mechotzer she'eino shelo, lechotzer shelo, but if you're going from a house in a courtyard that's not yours.
Why do you say house?
Because he, look what he says, afilu. Look what he writes.
He said chotzer.
But look at the next words. Afilu midira na'e ledira keura is permissible. Ki simcha hila adam kishuhudar bisoch shalom. Dira na'e. What does dira na'e mean? A nice house.
Okay, dira means, but he's making an inference from the fact that you can go from a chutzah that's not yours to a chutzah that is yours.
Correct.
I now tell you, you can go from a house to a house.
I can go to any type of a house.
That's mine.
As long as it's mine.
Okay.
That's what he said.
But the word chutzah, okay.
The Hayanira She'ein Gemara Shelanu Sover came. It would appear to me, says the Ritva, that our Gemara disagrees with all of this. How do I know, come to the conclusion that our Gemara disagrees with it? Because the Gemara is a bloody word. The Yerushalmi says all of this. So the silence of the Bavli is revealing that it doesn't allow either what the Rush said, that going from a crummy house to a good house is automatically permissible, or going from something that you don't own to something that you do own is also not permissible.
It's permissible.
Otherwise, the Bavli would have to say so. Yeah. V'hayanira she'en gemara shon sovik. Di'im kein, and now the Ritva is going to prove that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. The Imkain ki parchinan b'gemara resha aseifa. When the Gemara's opening remark was that the resha and the seifa are what? Contradictory. The resha says you're never allowed to move. The seifa says you're allowed to move from what? From one house of another chatzer into a house which is in your chatzer. If that's the case, my kusha, neima deresha mibayis labayis she'eno shelo, v'seifa labayis shelo, kidisnan mifana hu l'chatzero. If the Bavli agreed with the Yerushalmi that ownership is a critical factor, the Gemara had the simplest way out to answer the supposed contradiction between the Resha and the Sefer. And there would be no contradiction. Because the first statement in the Mishnah which says, Ein mefana mibayis labayis, is talking about that what? Neither of the two homes are yours. Since neither of the two homes are yours, you're not allowed to move, no matter the quality of the house. But the second half of the statement, as the Mishnah itself says, Mifanehu lichatzeiro. Well, why didn't the Gemara answer that? Apparently, because the Gemara doesn't believe that what? That ownership is that critical. Therefore, what was the Gemara compelled to interpret Mifanehu lichatzeiro mean? That you're just moving into your courtyard. That's what compelled the Gemara to say that what are we allowing on Chol HaShamoed to move out of your house into what? Into your courtyard. That we're going to allow. But never from house to house, and ownership of the home plays no role, because you would have had a simple resolution of the Gemara's innocent question. So therefore, at this point, the Ritva believes that our Gemara, the Bavli, disagrees with Yerushalmi. Now he recants his interpretation. V'yeshloimar, perhaps we can suggest, l'yolam lopali, that perhaps the Bavli does not disagree with Yerushalmi. V'hai d'loma farshin and masina hafti, if that's the case, why didn't the Gemara just answer it? Because he says, the imkain, Lisne avol mifanehu lebeiso. Second statement of the Mishnah should have simply said, "Ein mifanin mibayis lebayis avol mifanin hu lebeito." Then I would know that the critical difference is ownership versus what? Versus non-ownership. So the resha means non-ownership. Under those circumstances, all changes are prohibited. Ownership is permissible. V'amai shani belishne de resha leminkat chatzera. Why did he switch from the resha to the seifa, where he switched from bias to what word? Chatzera. Olahachi uki da'afilu lebayis she'eno shelo mifane imhu samuch b'chatzer. You're allowed to move up. So now how is he interpreting the phrase? You're allowed to switch houses as long as what? It's in the same chatzim. You're allowed to switch houses. Not the way Rashi understood it, that what? That you're going from your house into the chatzim. You are switching houses. But where are both houses located? In the same courtyard. Hence, there's a minimum amount of tercha, and you don't have to hire a truck, you'll carry the bed yourself. And as a result, it's v'hai d'lo katani tana nami hai heteru d'Yerushalmi. Well, if, as I am claiming in my statement, that the Bavli doesn't argue with Yerushalmi, why doesn't the Bavli indeed say it? Mishum dahahu pshitale. The Bavli thinks you don't have to say it. It's abundantly evident. For Ha'adifa, our Bavli allows something that the Yerushalmi even never said. The Afilu L'toch Shel Chaveroi Mutar Kolz Man Shehu B'Samuch. That even into somebody else's house, I am allowed to move as long as it's what? Within close proximity, within the same Chatzah. Sal K'daitach Amina, I could have imagined Lo plug rabbanan, that the rabbis would say, no, we're going to stick to our resha guns. What does the resha gun say? Ein mifanin mibayis lebayis. Makes no difference how with the proximity of one to the house. So the Mishnah is letting you know a much bigger chiddush in the Yerushalmi, namely that you are allowed to move to someone else's house as long as it's within close proximity. But into your own house, I don't need to tell you that. That, of course, there is enormous simcha.
But if you hold not the versus gears, so the regular gears in the Rishalmi.
What is that?
If you hold the regular gears in the Rishalmi.
Yes.
You can't move, even though it's your own house, to a better house. You can't do it if it's not yours.
Correct.
But I can move to my neighbor's house in my own chatzer.
Correct.
That doesn't necessarily. It's not true.
Because if your focus is only the tircha, you can understand
it. Rishalmi gives a reason. Simcha is like permissible to go.
That overrides the tircha. But if it's just if the Rishalmi will not allow you,
the Rishalmi is going to argue on the Bavli.
Correct.
Might.
So they're arguing.
Yes, but the Bavli is not arguing with the Rishalmi. The Yerushalmi might be arguing with the Bavli in the extension, in the Chidush, the way the Ritva posits that.
So Yerushalmi is more strict than the Bavli.
Correct.
So
yes.
According to Ritva, what is the then? How does the Gemara read? V'amar Reisha v'Emefanin and Amar Abayis. So what do you originally think according to the Ritva? Was it Emefanin l'Abayis?
Okay. So in the Gemara thinks that there is never a move permissible. Never a move permissible from house to house. And answers the Gemara, yes, that's only true when it's in two different chatzerot. But to move from one house to the next house, bichatzero, that's
even,
okay.
Even if I don't own it, or even I, I'm...
Ownership plays no role at this stage. That's a dover pashut that you're allowed.
To do it well.
Correct. Even if it's not in the same chatzer, if it's ownership. Then the Ritva concludes, and he tells you what the issue is. V'taima d'reisha, why does the Mishnah initially open up by saying you're not permitted to move? O mishum tircha, oh, mishum de mechse ku'uvda dechol. Or it, because it looks like that's what people do on a weekday, on a regular weekday, not on Chol HaMoed. Now, this, if you introduce uvda dechol, what difficulty would that register with the Ritva?
It changes, Mr.
What?
It changes.
Changes a lot of things. Why would I allow you to move from one house to the next house just because it's in your chatzer? How does that reduce the nature of Uvda Dechol? In fact, if it's Uvda Dechol, what should be Asur?
Even if it's your house.
Everything. Exactly. Unless you're going to say that Simcha overrides even Uvda Dechol. That, okay.
That's what you have to say.
That's what you're going to have to say. But the other chidush of the Ritva that we're talking, the Mishnah is talking about house A in your chatzah to house B of your chatzah, and neither of them are owned by you, then it's very difficult to distinguish between those cases and moving five blocks away. If it's tircha, I understand your own courtyard, you reduce the tircha. But if it's uvda dechal is awesome, is awesome, and uvda dechal is, as you well know, is not at all, is never objectified. You can't define what constitutes uvda dechal. You can just say, my opinion is that it's uvda dechal. So for example, Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos that all forms of hit'amlut, exercises, are asur mishum uvda dechal. All forms of exercises are asur mishum uvda dechal. Well, how would the Ramah then allow you to play ball on Shabbos? Ramah says you're allowed to play ball on Shabbos. That's what every kid at D-Net relies on. They know that Ramah. And the Magen Avraham and the Marshal go crazy. How could he be so makel? It's one of the three times in all Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah is makel against the Mechal. You know, and they have to jump on his back for being makel. It happens several times. Where the Ramah is Makel. The Ramah is Makel about Amir al-Nachri. He paskins like the Baal Ritor, not once, three times, that for any Tzorech Mitzvah, you're allowed to ask a guy to do it on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham and the Marshal and his Tshuvas scream at him. How can you be so Makel when most Rishonim say it's only either for, well, it's only an Issa D'Rabbah. It allows you to ask a guy to do an Issa D'Oraisa. It's only the Rabbanah, maybe only Milo, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There are various cases, but not every single mitzvah. So how would the Ramah say to the Rambam? I don't think it's Uvda Dechol, that's all. There's no criteria by which to define Uvda Dechol. Either it is or it isn't. You hold that it is or you hold that it's not.
And obviously it's overridden because it's Pshita. If it's mine, I can move 10 blocks away.
That's correct. But no, it could be Asur, but the Simcha overpowers it. The Rabbanan will not impose it because of they believe it's enhancing Simchas Yantav.
Or is it, it's a Mechzi, it's a Marzayin issue. And it's your own house, no one's going to think twice about it.
That's possible. That's possible. But he didn't introduce Marzayin.
Mechzi, the Chol is...
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Is it, you think the Chol is a thing in Marzayin?
No, it's not. It's not. It's a category unto itself. Now to go page number 5. So the Magen Mishnah pipes up here also and says something. This is on the Rambam Perek Ches of Hilchos Yom Tov Halacha Tezayin. Perek Ches, you can write down Perek Ches. And it, because only the first page of the hand, of the Bar Ilan writes the headline who it is. But they didn't want to kill a tree, but took the first page for that. V'ein mifanin, mishne beperak mi shahafach. Ein mifanin mibayis labayis, avol mifanahu lechatzeiro. V'hikshu b'gemara al seifa. De'avol mifanahu lechatzeiro. The Gemara asks on the seifa that you're allowed to move to your courtyard. For ha'amrit reisha ein mifanin. V'tiretz abaye seifa osan labayis shebechatzer. The seifa is talking about to a house that is in your courtyard. Ubi Yerushalmi ein mifanin lo medira na'e ladira lenae v'lo medira keura ladira na'e v'ein sarach loma medira na'e ladira keura. So interesting. The Magen Mishnah's Girs of the Yerushalmi is like the Rush. Is like the Rush, not like Tosfos. He does not have going from Keura to Na'eh.
Where did the Rambam actually pass it? What's the Magen Mishnah talk? What's the actual case of Rambam?
Does he, where the Rambam,
does he hold by the Yerushalmi or not?
No. I don't think so. I don't remember seeing that in the Rambam. We'll see in a second.
Which parak is this?
Parak Ches of Hilchos Yontif. Can look it up right now. Yeah. V'Rabbeinu, but he does quote Yerushalmi, he's quoting Yerushalmi, U'besok shalom, afilu midura na ladira kula simcha la'adam b'shar shudar b'sach pesa. V'Rabbeinu sover, she'ein ha'Yerushalmi maskim l'gemara seinu. The Rambam is of the opinion that the Bavli does not agree with the Yerushalmi. Based on the fact that the Bavli does not quote that you're allowed to move into a house that's what? That is yours. She'im kein, lama hikshu al mishna seinu, page 6. Lama hikshu al mishna seinu, v'lama lo tirtzu, same argument that the Ritva had. Elavadai sof haYerushalmi cholek im haGemara shelanu. Must be that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli, and that the Bavli does not consider ownership as a right to what? To make a move on Cholosh HaMoed. For Harav Rav Avram Zal Bahasagos, the Ravid in his Hasagos writes, "Venerally, afilu lechotzer acheres, you're allowed to move even to another courtyard." Va'afal pi sheyesh ledaktek al Yerushalmi megemara shelanu, even though you can criticize the Yerushalmi based on our Gemara. You can say that our Gemara disagrees, but nonetheless, as the Ravid, it's nice and appropriate, and it's Ola al Hadas, even though the Bavli would disagree. I'm willing, apparently, he's willing to accept it.
Yeah, Rambam does not pass like the Rishon.
Does not. Yeah, that's what he's saying, yeah. Vani Oimer, and I, the Magid Mishnah, says, Shigmaruseinu muchachas behepech kamoshe kosafti. Velozeh ein lismoch alav vazeh. And therefore, you should not rely on the Yerushalmi in this particular regard. It's actually a little surprising that the Rambam ignores the Yerushalmi, because he is the biggest Yerushalmi advocate amongst all the Rishonim. The Rambam paskens at least 40% of the time, like the Yerushalmi, against the Bavli, at least. Yeah.
And he did not have the Rosh's Girsa, he had the regular Girsa in the Yerushalmi, the Rambam.
We don't know.
It would seem that way.
Yeah, so he has the regular Girsa. Yes.
So does the word chatzer also literally mean bias, even though everyone translates chatzer as bias?
Most of the Rishayim do say it. Bias shebe chatzer. That's how it means. Yeah.
Isn't that, I mean, you would think the Gemara would be pretty precise about stuff when you...
I would have... That's why Rashi learned the way he did it. It means lichatzer. That's all it means. Yeah? Okay, well, we're getting back to Gemara.
Is it the whole handout? Oh, no, it's not done yet.
No, I got more on the handout.
But it's all done already.
What?
Nothing.
Says the Mishnah said, "Ein mevi'im kelim mi beis ha'uman." Amar Rav Papa, Badik lon Rava. Rava gave us a bechina how we were going to handle the following case. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, "Ein mevi'im kelim mi beis ha'uman." Asked Rava, "V'reminu molichin u mevi'im kelim mi beis ha'uman, ve'afal pi she'ena l'tzorach ha'moed." There is a brisa that says you're allowed to take utensils home from a repairman, even though you don't even need them for Yom Tov. So buddies, Papa, what are you going to say? How are you going to answer this contradictor? The Shanina lay, and we responded to Rava, Kan be'arba osar, kan be'cholosho moed. One brisa is talking about cholosho moed. That's this, our Mishnah. That Brisa is talking about Erev Pesach. And we already saw last week that there are differences between Erev Pesach when we are more makil than we are on Cholosh HaMoed. Iba Yisema, a second offer answer Rav Papa gave to Rava, Ha v'ha b'Cholosh HaMoed. Both the Mishnah here and the Brisa there are talking about Cholosh HaMoed. Kan b'ma'amino, V'kan b'kishe'eino ma'amino. Here it's talking about why, well, you trust him. So if you trust him, why bother going and picking up your utensils on Cholosh HaMoed? You can just pay him and leave him there. The Bryce is talking about where you're ready to pay, but what? You don't trust him. So therefore, you're allowed to take them home, even if you don't need them, because otherwise he's going to rip you off and some Rishonim will point out and say, well, if you didn't trust them, what are you such a yo-yo for? Just bring Aiden that you paid. That's all.
Why, so, why go pay him?
Right. Okay, so the Gemara is going to later talk. Maybe it's talking about Aino Mayocha. So we'll talk about the 2 seconds.
But our Mishnah itself says, M'choshesh. So how can I say this means you trust him if, because the case of Mishnah, if you don't trust him?
If the price is correct, then the Mishnah in Choshe should bring it to your own house. Why only to Chatzir or somebody else? That's a good question. Don't know. That's a good question. If our Gemara is talking about, if our Mishnah is talking about Cholosh HaMoed, which obviously it is, it does say, Chayshish lehem mefanen the Chatzar Acheres. So then,
the price, that the other price says you can actually bring it to your...
Maybe to your own house. Yeah. It says, Mevin kelem mi beis uman. The implication is your that you're allowed to. So that's the difference. But that's talking about Yudalad.
No, but then the second answer is, Yivoseim ha'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'ba'
Mishnah says it already. Im chayshish.
Or the Brisa saying
that you can bring it all the way home.
Right.
Okay, so it's a much more narrower difference between the Brisa and the Mishnah. Could be. Ask the Gemara. Yeah.
What's the difference between being kalim and based on the ratio? That is being refined in general. Why is this different?
Because there,
you're not moving your whole house.
Moving the whole house. Hey, you're taking home the, sewing machine, or a vacuum cleaner, whatever it is. That's all it is. Ask the Gemara. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Mevi'im kelim mikelim mibeis ha'uman. Kigon kad mibeis ha'kadar. A pitcher from a kadar. Vikos mibeis ha'zagag. And a cup. Avolo tsemer mibeit ha'tseva. Velo kelim mibeit ha'uman. So the Brisa says you're allowed to bring home certain types of utensils. You're allowed to bring home a pitcher, a koz, avolot semer, but you can't bring home wool from a beis hatzeva. V'lo kelim mibeis ha'uman. What does that mean?
You don't need.
What? You don't need it. Okay, that's what the Gemara is going to say.
You don't need what?
You don't need it. Fiyantiv. The im ein lo mayochal. But if the uman, the worker, the repairman, has nothing to eat, no sein lo scharo, you pay your wage, his wage, umanicho etzlo, and you leave the utensils in his house. The imchoshesh, the imeno manima mamino, if you don't believe him, manicho bebayis hasomuchlo, you take it out of the repairman's house and you leave it by his next door neighbor. The imchoshesh lohem shema yignovu. If we're afraid that they're going to be stolen, mifanin lechatzar acher. Okay, lechatzar acheres, chatzar acheres. The imeno mavina maamino mavian mitz bitzina betoch beso. Fine. So that's what Rav Papa answered to Rava. Took care of all of the difficulties. All the difficulties. Asked the Gemara, asked Rava, Taratzta Mevi'in, Molichin Kasha. You answered that you're allowed to bring home utensils. But you didn't answer about that there are times when you're even allowed to bring a utensil to a repairman's house. And the Brisa says, Merlichan and Mevi'in. You never answered a circumstance under which you're allowed to bring a utensil to the repairman's house.
Where does our Mishnah talk about Merlichan? Nowhere else. No one else talked about Molichin. That's the first mention of. How is that a stira?
Not a Brisa says.
No, but his original question is or minhu Molichin or Muvian.
Right.
So we at Molichin, we don't have anything. We don't say anything boo about it.
Correct.
So where's the stira?
He's asking to explain the Brisa in Pesachim, which says Molichin or Muvian.
Okay, but no one's ever made a. I understand he's asking,
right?
But there's a lack of information. Not that there's actual two conflicting pieces.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Now, Eino Mamino can't explain why Malik. Eino maminon can only explain what? A mevi'in. But it can never explain if you don't trust him. Why are you bringing it to him on Chol HaShemoim?
Actually, Rashi learns it's a stira.
Yes. That's what I just looked at. Let's read the Rashi. Molichin kasha. De katani masnisin, de pa'amim molichin, u masnisin de hacha katani ein mevi'in. Inference, kol shkein de ein molichin. Leka veleka litare ein mamino, and you can't answer as Rav Papa answered to Rava that one case is talking about mamino and one is sheino mamino. The mamino, the molichin, my mamino shayich. What are you bringing it to his house if you don't trust him? Ella must be machvarta kedushanina beikara. Must be that your first answer is the correct answer, not. Mamino and ain't mamino. What's the only correct answer? Yudalit versus Chol HaShemoim. Yudalit versus Chol HaShemoim. So now, take a look at page 7. Page 7. Says the Mechaber, Mevi'in mibeis ha'uman kelim shein l'tzorach ha'moed. You're only allowed to bring home utensils which you need for yontif. Kigon, karim, v'kastos, utzluchiyot. Pillows, blankets, or
plates,
and glasses. Avol kelim she'ena mitzorech hamoed, kigon machresha, otzemer mibeis hatzeva, wool or a rake or anything like that, ein mevi'im. Ve'im ein le'uman mayochal, nosein lo schara umanicho etzlo. If the uman does not have anything to eat, and you gave him to fix your rake or something like that, you're allowed to pay him on cholosh ha'moed, and you leave it there.
Allowed to or obligated?
No, you should. V'im eino amamino manichon b'bayis ha'somuch lo. V'im choshe shema yignevu, if you're afraid that in this other person's house it's going to get stolen, mifanin lechatzar acheres. Then you bring it to somebody else's yard where you think it won't get stolen. Avolo yivein lebeito, but you're never permitted to bring them home. Elo betzina, only the hush of night or something when nobody's going to see. That's what the mechaber says.
So that's like the brisa that we rejected, just leaving out. Right, that's like the first answer that we kind of rejected.
Didn't say about molichin.
Right, that's the point. The whole brisa was
not talking about molichin.
Right, but this brisa, mevi'in kelim, which I thought we rejected. Rapapa, remember, he said that you gave me an answer. Of
right, and that there's a difference between cholosh ha'moed and yudalit, and on yudalit ain mevi'in. Says the Mechaber, it's only Ein Mevi'in under what circumstance, if there's no Tzarech HaMoed. But if it's Ein Lo Mayochal, he derives from the previous Sugah, which we learned last week and 2 weeks ago, that Ein Lo Mayochal, you're allowed to.
So when he says Teratz Mevi'in and his Kasha, so what does that mean of that whole Braisa that Rav Papa quoted? This is the Braisa that the Shulchan Aruch is Paskin, like Latanya, came Beis Uman, he's going, Kad,
right.
So we're still accepting that. So we're not accepting that as an answer to the original Kasha or Minim.
That is correct. But the Brisa still stands.
Brisa still stands.
Can't refute a Brisa.
Okay.
Now take a look at page 8. And the Magen Avraham says, I don't understand what the Brisa Chiddush of the Mechaber is that you're allowed to pay the wage. Says the Magen Avraham, no sein lo scharo. Hu adin afilu yeshlo moyochal mutter litan lo schara. Dema isur yesh posel. What isur is there in what? Paying off your repair charges. What isur is there? That's not only if it's ein lo mayochal. It's under all circumstances. Elohachi kamar. Af al pi she ein lo mayochal. Ditzarich loseis lo scharo. If he what? If he has nothing to eat, then your obligation is to pay off your charge. The heva amina, the mutolitlon misham. I would have imagined that you could even take them home. Kidei shelo yitve enushenis, so that he will not charge you a second time. Kamash malan, the no sein lo scharo umanichel etzlo. Then if he doesn't have something to eat, you pay him, but what do? You leave it there in his house. Im eino ma'amino manicha. Then you bring it to the next door house or whatever it is. Aval im yesh lo mayochal, lo yite lo scharo. You should not pay him. Ve'eino rishoi lefanoson lebayis hasomach. Lo. You shouldn't move it to your next door neighbor either. If he has what to eat, there is no reason to go to the Uman's house. Even though he just said, what Isser is there? But I don't see any purpose in going on Chol HaMoed just to pay off your own, if he has what to eat. You might as well keep the money in your bank and earn the interest another day. We learned 2 weeks ago that you're allowed to create artificial malacha for somebody who doesn't have anything to eat, even though you don't need the malacha done. So I have a utensil that I don't need on a yontiv, but if the guy doesn't have anything to eat, not only can I bring it, give him the money and bring it home, I can even bring it to him on Chol HaMoed. Yesh lomar de mikol makom asur, shaharoe lo yada she'ein lo mayochal. Somebody, he sees you, and here he brings in the Marusayan issue, says the Magen Avraham. He doesn't know that the repairman doesn't have anything to eat. Well, if he's there, kol shkein she'asur lasus hamalacha b'farhesya. Certainly the repairman is not permitted to do the malacha in public. If he's going to do it, it should only be b'tzina. However, best would be that if he doesn't need it, don't pay him. If he does need it, you're allowed to bring it to him on Chol HaMoed, but he should do it b'tzina. Bring it b'tzina, and he should do it b'tzina. But you can't claim that you're not allowed to bring it at all, based on the fact that the Gemara previously said you are permitted to do so. So when the Shulchan Aruch was somewhat limiting, the Magen Avraham says, I don't quite understand. All right, we'll stop here and we'll continue. 2 weeks from yesterday.